There are bad smells, yes, but you have to watch out for bad people, too, warns commentator Beth Lapidus.
Brutal dictators, greedy corporate slime, rich kids who are rapists, people cutting in line. The world seems filled with bad people, and I really try to avoid them. I change the channel, switch seats in movie theaters, pull over to let tailgaters through. I even try to avoid myself sometimes. Of course, the real trick to avoiding bad people is being able to spot them, and it's not always that easy. Last year, my life was turned upside down by a bad person. It wasn't like I slept with him or voted for him or anything, but I did get into business with him, and if I had just read the signs a little bit better, I might not have. In retrospect, I should have known. Anyone who tells you their entire life story the first time you meet them, including the parts where they broke the law, is someone to watch out for. And it's crazy, but there are more guides to spotting birds than there are to spotting bad people. And while it's true, a bird can make your day, a bird can rarely ruin your life. So I have started cataloging some warning signs of bad people, and here's a list of some of them. People who go around with hired body doubles because so many people are trying to kill them. People who are always guaranteeing you things and telling you to trust them. Men with three names. Men who wear pinky rings. People who don't actually open their mouths when they speak, as if they're afraid you're going to see inside the true them. Friends who are always emotionally trumping you. You say, "I'm really upset about this thing with my dad," and your friend says, "At least you have a dad." Of course, there are exceptions to every rule. Some men who wear pinky rings inherited them from their skinny fathers. Some people who don't open their mouths when they speak have had their jaws wired shut. Sometimes, a lot of people want to kill someone because that person is so good. For instance, Jesus. Although I don't think he had any body doubles. Of course, once you spot the bad people, you still have to avoid them. Sometimes it's easy. If a religious leader asks for your life savings, worship elsewhere. But sometimes it's not so easy. Bad people can be tenacious. So, if a bad person is pursuing you, do what everyone in Hollywood does when they don't want to talk to you, but don't want it to look like they don't want to talk to you. Call back at lunch. Or any time that the person is out and thinks you probably know that they're going to be out, but not definitely so that you can't be blamed, but they might back off. And if they don't back off, the only thing to do is surround yourself with a firewall of good people. Whistleblowers, tree sitters, strangers putting quarters in your parking meter, Bono. The world seems filled with good people. Gather them around you, hold them close, and never let them go. Although, that's kind of greedy and maybe a little bit bad.
Beth Lapidus is creator and host of LA's alternative comedy show, The Un-Cabaret.